what we do on a streaming basis, what we do in terms of signals coming into the station. It's what we do as a network with Pacifica. So it's much more in PFW's case than just FM radio station.
So let me ask you this, Jerry. Can you break that? We're moving that studio site, and so the STL, of course, has to marry up with that. But can you break that studio site and down to its major components?
So we can
think that about, make us a list of that. And, you know, it doesn't have to be incredibly comprehensive because we can fill in the blanks, you know. But
okay,
at least you give us a working, I want to say diagram, but I don't want to put you through all that.
No. Understand, we need to do this for our own sake, and I'll give it to you. What I've asked for. And okay. Mo might actually be listening to this call, or he's in the air right now, actually. But we need a single line drawing.
Yes.
Of the radio station signal from beginning to end. A single line drawing. And that explains it. All stations have that document. We don't have it because a lot is changed. A lot is new now, but we can provide the fundamental single line drawing to the board.
Yeah, because if God forbid you, Jerry Paris and Mo and whoever else are in an airplane and that airplane happens to go to Cuba, we're stuck. You know, we don't know how things tie together. And that's an essential document. So we'd really appreciate that. Now, what can I do to help you with that?
Do you have any CAD background?
Yep.
Okay. that's kind of step one. We're going to have to produce a document.
All right. Then, Sarah, can you help take this offline and help Jerry produce that document?
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Kamau, I'm going to ask you to follow up with Jerry on in terms of reviewing the relocation options and keep Sarah in the loop and me as well in terms of informing the board where things stand, please.
You got it.
Okay. Next thing, again, which was mentioned earlier, was the notion of reviving a separate development committee. I would like to hear anybody's thoughts on that, or if anybody's feels strongly enough to put a motion on the floor. And if somebody mentioned it between meetings to me.
Chair?
Yes.
Excuse me. Can you repeat your request? I'm getting old.
Yeah. The request is does anyone, it's the question of whether we revive a separate development committee and whether or not anyone feels strongly about trying to make that happen. Anita.
I think the discussion earlier was we needed to verify whether or not it was ever separated. And it was. So there is historical separation.
Yeah. So the question that came up was that somebody said that there's some place in the bylaws that I haven't seen that says that it needs to, the outreach committee needs to be named outreach and development. That doesn't mean that we could not also have a separate development committee that spends more time on development fundraising activities and less on, you know, the kind of outreach activities that that committee traditionally focuses on. So even if there's some technical problem with the name change, that would not prevent us from having a separate committee if we so chose. Thomas.
So the request is a motion to have a separate development committee.
Yes.
Okay.
Thomas?
Again, I don't like to repeat myself. These thoughts have been circulating for at least the last 2 or 3 months. One of the reasons that we separated the two committees, somebody was interested in doing it, you know, so they moved it.
No.
It was?
No. It was, the separation happened before the creation of that development committee that was created last year.
Thank you very much. Because I wasn't sure. Hey, I came in. It happened. Yeah. Somebody took up the work. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Structures, you know, I'm into them to complete the mission and having the people to do the job. If we're going to prioritize certain tasks, we only have so many people, right. You know, even though we have one body sitting here, you know, people need to express what they're interested in. We need to look and see if that's what we need, and we need to align ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you and the GM are in the best position to do that. What do you recommend we do? I'm going to devote X amount of money and X amount of time to WCSW, and then I'm going to shut it down.
Okay. Well, as I said, it was mentioned to me, between meetings. If there is no strong feelings for pursuing that at this moment, we do not have to do that. So we can move on. Yes. Okay. Then the last. Yes.
Chair, I'm so sorry. Put my hand up at the last second, if it's okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
Vanessa and Anita.
Okay. I just wanted to make the comment that it's vitally important. That's just not my skill. It's not my gift. Mm-hmm. I had, volunteered to serve on it before. Donna Grimes and I both had, with the previous chair. But that was to be in an assistive role. Maybe the development committee could do something like pursue the English Hudson recommendations. Maybe that would be a useful thing. But again, that subject area is just not what I'm strong at, but I'd be willing to help.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it needs someone with the time and dedication, and the skills, to lead that, if that were to happen. Anita?
So, as I said, I would love to do that. But I just wanted to be clear as to whether or not this is acting within the realm of the, outreach committee, or is this a separate committee that is acting to focus on something different?
Let me say this, since I'm not seeing a groundswell of folks eager to form or participate in the in a development committee. Although everybody understands that it's important, in the last time it was, you know, it was primarily a committee of one. Let me suggest this, Anita, that you get with the existing community outreach committee and share your ideas. I think that committee used to be larger than it is. And see if there is bandwidth within that committee to pursue the ideas. And if there's enough ideas floating around there to support the work of a separate committee, then come back at it that way. How does that sound?
Okay. Sounds reasonable. Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
Dennis, Jerry here, if I can weigh in, if we're working on ideas for committees. I don't mean to sound mercenary, and I don't know if there is any type of marketing committee or entity throughout Pacifica, because, you know, they don't think about marketing. I think it would be important for us to have some type of marketing committee as we try to look at other ways of raising funds for the station. Now mm-hmm. that might be, you know, anti-Pacifica. I don't know, but.
No, I don't think so. And I'm going to suggest that that also be, that all of this, starts with the community outreach committee, which is outreach activity. It can be marketing. It can be development. And let that group of folks decide how to prioritize. And if there's enough to split up into, okay, these three people are going to go off and do this thing. And whether it's called a separate committee or just a group within that committee, the goal is to decide stuff that needs to get done and work on it.
A huge part of development is not a huge part, but a lot of development is marketing. Yes. And so you do need to have some type of experience with marketing. And I do have that with my development experience. So it goes hand in hand. And, I think that once you see what can be done, Jerry, I think you'll be a little more confident in what exactly can be done in that area.
There's huge swaths of marketing that we've missed out on because we just don't have marketing skills. Anybody in-house that's, you know, charged with that type of work.
And that's why there's a committee of volunteers.
Okay, then, you know, that we need, if we've got skills here at the board level for marketing, that would be probably the most valuable resource that the board could bring to the station. Marketing.
And that's important for us to hear. And that's the first time I've heard you come to this group and say, we need those skills. And so that those are the kinds of, prioritized specific requests that we need in order to do work that we know is going to be supported and valued by management.
And that would be the most valuable at this time, in my opinion. As Anita was saying, you know, if that is part of the call of development, you know, then we need it so desperately, really. Because when English Hudson came on board, you know, there were standard procedure, little things that, you know, are just basic procedure that were foreign to us, you know, because we quite frankly never looked at WPFW as a business. You know, we did not look at it that way. And, you know, this is a change in almost the philosophy of operation of the station. We are indeed a business and we have to be competitive out here, not just operational, but competitive. So yeah. Marketing.
Okay. Adele.
Hi. I know this is, this is perhaps an ignorant assertion. However, I feel that we really need to define what we mean by a development, because I'm always perplexed by that term. And you know, does it mean institutional giving? In some places, that's really what it is, right? You're developing, you know, relationships with foundations and super big donors. And yes, marketing is part of it. So do we want to have a separate marketing, thing, or is development a project that involves several committees? I mean, I think that maybe for the next meeting for new business, we could discuss, you know, what we mean when we say a development committee. You know, is it just going out and talking to your rich friends, or is it, you know, really doing some research about institutions that might be, you know, interested in giving to us? Again, not my strong suit. Although in the marketing end of things, I do have some skills on that. And you know, the website was part of that. So you're talking about like kind of this nebulous, very broad thing. That's just it.
You're exactly right. I don't have a clear answer, but I I think you're right in terms of the problem. Thomas?
I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Sarah, one more time.
Oh, I was unmuted in the first place. It also involves a lot of sensitivity. So you have to be, any team that takes this on, you're going to gore somebody's ox down the road, because it probably will get into speculating as to what it is we put on the air and how it's perceived in the audience and all that sort of thing. So development is, can get into some pretty, well, all I'm saying is that we have to have adults in the room when we start talking about these things, and have sensitivities and be politically astute as to what we're talking about as we're going, and perhaps keep all the sausage making in house and discreet until we have actual things at work to say.
Okay. Art.
So I went and looked a little bit online here from things that Kathleen had done back in the past. And she came up with a development and stewardship committee charter. I think we ought to review that again and think about where we want to go with this, if this is something that's still a good working document. As far as guidelines on what a development and stewardship committee should be doing, and then kind of talk about what the next steps are. Do we keep the committee separate? Do we merge it back in with the outreach committee? It seems if we do have a few people, Addie and Anita, Vanessa, lots of folks are starting to kind of make some noises about wanting to do some more development marketing and outreach. Perhaps there's some momentum there that we can build on through the outreach committee.
Yeah, I agree. So why don't you, if you don't mind, resending me that, we'll share that with the board, and maybe that can be on the agenda for the next community outreach committee meeting, as a specific point to consider.
Sure. Happy to.
Thank you. The last agenda item I wanted to spend a few minutes on, and it seems like we've actually started doing some of this work, is start developing a short list of priorities for this LSB for 2023. Is there a finite list of deliverables that we want to commit ourselves to in the next 11 and a half months? One thing I will say, which is going to need to happen, we're going to need a new evaluation committee, because it was a good thing that we got that done last year. That's something that needs to get done every year, and so that's going to need to get started. So if anyone is interested in that, you should let me know. And I chaired that committee last year. I don't think I should do that again this year, although I will help advise and get it off the ground if someone is willing to convene that group. But that should happen no later than March. Other ideas for things to get done? Yeah, Julie.
Yeah, so I wanted to, you know, suggest the relocation committee, because I have this idea that the lease that we have, the K Street, runs through 2023. I might be wrong about the year, but, you know, and I've heard that maybe the building management, you know, it's one of the buildings downtown on K Street that hasn't been renovated, right? And so I think there's a lot of empty space in the building, so the building management might move in that direction. And so, you know, now might be a good time to think about relocation. So, you know, that just seems like, you know, kind of an obvious thing. it would be awesome if we had enough, if we could pull off a capital campaign. So this is kind of the intersection of development and relocation, but it would be awesome if we could pull off a capital campaign to buy a home for PFW, because one of our biggest bills month to month is the rent, you know, and so, you know, that would, if we could get people to donate to a building campaign fund, you know, that would reduce one of our biggest bills. So anyway, that's my two cents.
Okay. Vanessa.
So I think you had asked a question like this several months back, and I had forwarded to you some suggestions that came from a longtime programmer. So one, I would like for us to, maybe that's something can be a component of what happens at the meet and greet on Saturday. The LSB meets the programmers. We find out what do they need? What mm-hmm. would they like for us to do? And mm-hmm. one of the suggestions that came back from the programmer that I talked to was some of them need more help than others in terms of the technology, in terms of recording their shows and, you know, whatever is required for the production value to be excellent. Some of them are great at that. They have great skills. It might be part of their job. They just know what to do. And other people, not so much. So the content can be great, but if the production, if it doesn't sound good, then it's a great idea, just not produced well. So something I would love to see, something like that, and just in general reaching out to the programmers to say, hey, what do you need? How can we help?
Okay. I think that outreach would be a goal in itself, because I don't see how we as a board could commit. We don't know, you know, it would be very sort of individualized, the actual, fulfillment of that. But, I think, making that connection, opening that pathway, is something that we can commit to getting done. Sarah?
Yeah, that's exactly why I want to find out what technically we need, what we look like, what PFW looks like, and what kind of space we need for our technical needs and what fits in the box. So that when we go out and look for the box we're going to put PFW in, we'll know that it fits or not.
Yep.
So that's exactly, Julie hit the nail on the head, and that's exactly what I'm thinking. And that's why I want to at least start out with a line drawing of our technical station and see how it's put together so that we can start to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Okay. Thomas?
I want to support the thrust of what Vanessa was saying. Is Monero still on? Because she can lay it out better than that. I was told that this meeting, this event on the 14th was mm-hmm. like a first year, and that the LSB had not recognized the programmers, the producers before. So
well, not in a long time.
Yeah, I encourage the LSB members to put us in a position so at the end of next year or close to the end, we'll be able to say, hey, you know, award this guy, that guy, whatever, you know, send them roses, send them toes, whatever you want to do. But the programmers don't feel connected to the LSB, you know, and I thought that we did, you know, and I've been challenged on that. So I don't know if other people have been engaged in that discussion or not, but they don't think we know who they are, what their programs are, you know, what the quality of their programs are, you know, strange kind of relationship. So I think that we just kind of hold the spot, you know, for that relationship between the LSB and the programs to do whatever Monero, Vanessa, and others report back, you know, on us. I think that's to be a big do list for us.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Carter.
I just wanted to let you know, and I was just looking at the other day, trophies that I received when Gloria Turner in 2006, 2005, she did do a recognition program for programmers. There were a lot of things that has happened before that programmers have done. I mean, LSB members, but all of you weren't on the LSB then. Thank you.
I didn't know that, though. That's the first time I heard that.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Well, let's review some of the things that, any action items for, before the next meeting. I know Jerry has a few of them.
I'd like to add one more idea.
Yes.
For the committee, particularly to what Ellen was just talking about, some type of small task force, perhaps, that is charged with WPFW used to. In other words, there are a lot of things that the station used to do that have been disconnected, that I never knew existed because they were discontinued before I came on board, perhaps before you came on board. And I have people in the community coming to me, telling me about, well, WPFW used to have a program, and one of them was called Dial a Poem. Ellen, you may remember what that was, but there are many things that the station used to do, and they've been forgotten. And I need a small task force to go back in history and look at things that the station used to do and bring them back to our attention.
And I wasn't going to say anything, but we had a program with Ethiopian music too. Thanks.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah, Thomas.
Again, I didn't want to bring it up this way, but Jerry, had you ever had a program?
No, I have not. And
I think the general manager should have a program. Jerry has a great radio presence. He has a lot of ideas. And because he doesn't have a program, he brings them up all the time. You don't know when he's going to bring them up. You know, the GM's hour or whatever. You know, he would like, you know, digest some of that stuff.
I would love to do so, you know, but I don't want to call it a curse. There has been a phenomenon where all GMs ended up with programs. And I kind of wanted to break that trend and say, no, you know, I have enough of a liability having an engineering background, which interferes with me being a manager. You know, for me to be doing on-air programming, might be, I don't know.
I was trying to be nice, Jared. It is disruptive when other people are doing their programs and you cut in for 20-minute dialogue.
Oh, but you're right. You're right. And I try not to be disruptive. I just try to beg when it's time for pledge drive and stay on point.
Then you get it off your chest and then you won't be doing that.
Okay, so we need to get me isolated one way or the other.
Okay, so we are going to, Kamau and Jerry are going to convene on the relocation as the first step, and Jerry's going to come up with that single line drawing. Jerry and I are going to start working on mission. I need to hear from somebody interested in pursuing evaluation.
You don't want me involved in that endeavor of the change of station?
But the relocation?
Yeah.
I said, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. No, what I said is that Kamau was going to take the lead because you said that you had a lot to do. But I also said that he should consult you as in terms of committee membership.
Okay.
Yes. where was I? Evaluation mission and the outreach committee has a bunch of stuff to look at and begin sorting through. And in terms of outreach, marketing, development, and all of that, and the program committee needs to make a specific outreach to the interim PD to connect with that person for attending the meeting. Vanessa.
So are you asking now for what we'd be interested in doing? Like you asked for volunteers for evaluation. We lost two members of that committee.
Right.
I think the committee developed a really strong template for others to follow. I'm hoping there's some continuity and that hopefully Kamau and or I would be part of that continuity. You already said that you'd help the committee get set up. So I'm expressing an interest. I'm hoping, I know Kamau's, hands are really full.
Right.
But, you know, if he has an inclination that he also, you know, might be interested in continuing on evaluation.
Okay. Thank you. I've got your name down and, we are going to need at least one other somebody, who, can help with that, preferably somebody who's not already overcommitted. So that definitely means, not Minerva. Okay, we'll take it from there. That's what I've got. And if, is there anything anyone else has? Come on.
I was just going to say, to, Veggie back on what Vanessa was saying, that I would, help in a support role in terms of the evaluation committee. I don't know if I could be a full-time member, but there was that package of evals we had put together. So, you know, kind of getting that, you know, handed off properly and all that would be
okay.
I'm willing to help there.
Okay. Appreciate it. Anita.
It doesn't appear that I am overcommitted, so I can help with the evaluation committee.
Okay, I think we've got enough to get started then. Thank you. Vanessa, I will talk to you about finding a time to try and convene a first meeting of that sometime within the next month or so.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. That is all I have on my agenda. It is 9:09. We can have an evening of free time, but there's also a few minutes if anyone has anything else, any other pressing business for the body. If not, you know what to do. Sarah?
I'd like to redress this MOVE committee and my role in it, and I would like to have a major role in it, and I'll make the time for it. And I'll tell you why. Because if I don't have a major role in it, I won't get going.
Okay. So
if I have a deadline, then I'll respond to it. I'm sort of that kind of person. So I really want a major thrust in this thing. So
okay, Kamau, Jerry, and Sarah, you got the reloc.
Okay. Thank you.
In our community outreach capacity, I think Joni's going to do a couple of hours at the Martin Luther King parade. She's going to be interviewing people in the parade. It'd be great to interview community members and WPLW participants and show your support and learn more about what's happening.
Great.
That's Monday, the 16th, starting at the Rise Theater, the St. Elizabeth campus, coming down MLK and ending around Bus Boys and Anacostia Park.
Thank
you. Look for the WPLW sign and people.
Great. Thank you. Anything else? Well, as I say, then if there is no other business, then you all know what.
Motion to adjourn.
That's the magic words.
I second.
Any objections? Hearing none. Thank you all once again. Have an enjoyable rest of the meeting. I hope to see several of you Saturday afternoon. If not, I'll see you back in this space in 4 weeks. Take care.
Now I feel better.
Thanks, Dennis.
Night. Yep. Signed, Donna.